Actually, even riding in a car affects me enough. Of course, the worst thing is riding on top in one of those Greyhound scenic cruisers. So high up. Do you remember the time that I went to Baton Rouge in one of those? I vomited several times. The driver had to stop the bus somewhere in the swamps to let me get off and walk around for a while. The other passengers were rather angry. They must have had stomachs of iron to ride in that awful machine. Leaving New Orleans also frightened me considerably. Outside of the city limits, the heart of darkness, the true wasteland begins.
I remember that, Ignatius, Mrs. Riley said absently, drinking her beer in gulps. You was really sick when you got back home.
I felt better then. The worst moment was my arrival in Baton Rouge. I realized that I had a round-trip ticket and would have to return on the bus.
You told me that, babe.
The taxi back to New Orleans cost me $40, but at least I wasn't violently ill during the taxi ride, although I felt myself beginning to gag several times. I made the driver go very slowly, which was unfortunate for him. The state police stopped him twice for being below the minimum highway speed limit. On the third time they stopped him, they took away his chauffeur's license. You see, they had been watching us on the radar all along.
Mrs. Riley's attention wavered between her son and the beer. She had been listening to the story for 3 years.
Of course,
Ignatius continued, mistaking his mother's rapt look for interest,
that was the only time that I had ever been out of New Orleans in my life. I think that perhaps it was the lack of a center of orientation that might have upset me. Speeding along in that bus was like hurtling into the abyss. By the time we had left the swamps and reached those rolling hills near Baton Rouge, I was getting afraid that some rural rednecks might toss bombs at the bus. They love to attack vehicles, which are a symbol of progress, I guess.
Well, I'm glad you didn't take the job,
Mrs. Riley said automatically, taking guess as her cue.
I couldn't possibly take the job. When I saw the chairman of the Medieval Culture Department, my hands began breaking out in small white bumps. He was a totally soulless man. Then he made a comment about my not wearing a tie and made some smirky remark about the lumber jacket. I was appalled that so meaningless a person would dare such effrontery. That lumber jacket was one of the few creature comforts to which I've ever been really attached, and if I ever find the lunatic who stole it, I shall report him to the proper authorities.
Mrs. Riley saw again the horrible, coffee-stained lumber jacket that she had always secretly wanted to give to the Volunteers of America, along with several other pieces of Ignatius's favorite clothing.